so we will move on to Gary. Hi, Gary, how can we help you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Welcome, nice to have you join us.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been quite a while since I've been talking with you, but I had a calling for some reason to dial in today. And I'm just looking for a highest and best message.
Sure. Allison's message is your message. That's so funny. Well, actually, it isn't. It makes perfect sense. So the way this works is how people get called. It's never me. It's always spirit. And it has to do with vibrational compatibility. So the last part of her message is essential for your, they're saying your coming up party. So in other words, it's really about appreciation of self. Her whole message was her thinking she needed another to endorse her, but it's really realizing her own grace, her own establishment. It's the same for you, and it's a priority in terms of some new selections, in terms of some new choice involvement. So I don't know what's occurring in your life, but you have opportunities to make some new choices, some new directions. In order to do that, in order to open up those boxes, those pathways, it has to do with your own, how do I put this? Your own awareness of self, your own approval of self, your own appreciation of self. I don't know if political parties still do this, but you know, like every time there's an election, you know, like I endorse this message. They'll always say that now for some reason. In any event, that's what this is about. It's about you endorsing yourself. It's about you coming into acceptance. And Gary, say your name again, please.
Gary.
Thank you. You have opportunities to be most gracious with self, most gracious with self. In English, from a linear standpoint, even though we're all very concerned with our linear lives, we have preferences naturally, but from our higher self, it's almost like everything could not have worked out anywhere near what we wish for. Could have just really blown up in our face time and time again. But from a spiritual standpoint, we're like 9.9 out of 10 in terms of our score sheet, because it's really about how we developed as a result of the experience. That's where you've got brownie points and more. So I don't know what it is, but I literally see you like shaking out, just like if you were gonna make a bed or open up a room that's been closed, a guest room or whatever, and you're just shaking things out. It's some of your perceptions of self are outdated, specifically in regards to old practices. In other words, things that occurred in the past, where you're, I'll say it this way, you're looking at it one way, spirit sees it in a whole new direction, because again, it's about how you grew. It's not about the linear consequence. So the more that you can really give your perception of self, your thoughts, this is what it's all about, perception of self. Perception of self, thoughts of self, to spirit, whatever your words are for spirit, and ask to be guided, ask to be shown, reveal to me what I need to know. Anything and everything like this, what it'll do is help create self-promotion. Again, in terms of your own arrival, in terms of your own understanding of self. Now that's what you're entitled to, and that correction, that frequency, that understanding of self is then what's going to open up the new doors. I don't know what it is, but you've got good stuff coming. You have to be at vibration. Now I know why you showed up. You need to be a vibrational agreeability, like your vibration has to equal that which is arriving. You are very, very close. There's just some leftover, some discharge from, I don't know what it is, past occurrences. We all have that, by the way. I mean, it's not like you're particularly special regarding this. It's simply that it's your turn to be brought into higher standing. And so these energies have to be purged. Just do some prayer work with spirit to be asked to be shown correct entitlement, correct vision, correct procedure, and you'll be shown it because, again, my feeling is like you got the A in terms of what you learned, what you mastered, but you're only receiving like the C plus or B minus because of how it actually turned out in the linear. And that's not how spirit's seeing it. So you're doing upgrade in terms of your self-perception. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're yeah. ready. You're ready and entitled. So in English, you know, the way we would normally say things, it really has to do with seeing yourself in I don't want to say a better light, but in a correct light, how you feel about yourself. Just a little, and let me just say this. You don't have very long to go. You really don't. They're showing me my grandmother. She used to stand at the stove and cook and stir pudding, and I used to love it because I would lick the spoon and all that. But anyway, she's standing there and stirring, and it's just a little bit longer. So it's not that big a stretch, but it's a must because then you're going to be in compatibility, like equals like, and then those doors open up. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Nice to say hi. Okay, Elena.
I'm here.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
What do you have for me today?
Well, you look so pretty, sweetheart.
Thanks.
And say your first name.
Elena.
Use the power of your imagination. How good can things get? Imagine them getting good. Imagine them getting better. Imagine them getting better still. In other words, and say your name one more time, please.
Elena.
You're moving in a new direction. You're moving into a new cycle. You're moving into a new establishment. So it's really for you to release the old chattel, the old provisions, the old... oh my gosh, like I just see like people in a village and they're all have this like impoverished thinking where they're all sort of like not complaining but just accepting their lot in life, and they're showing me, oh, I'm going to butcher this, my apology, but it was sort of like when the Jewish people were led out by Moses and in the, you know, for 40 years or whatever before they could move on to their new land. And the idea is it's because the old generations had to die in their belief systems, because we create out of consciousness. And so there needed to be critical mass of belief that things could get better, belief that things could improve. So that's where they're like, they're saying knocking on heaven's door. That's where they're knocking on your advancement. So this is about releasing the past experience, past entitlement, and really using your faith muscle and realizing that, oh gosh, things can turn on a dime, that, you know, God moves mountains, that, you know, like, what was in the past doesn't have any play on what can occur in the here and now, as long as you're willing to come into partnership with that, as long as you're willing to come into agreement with that. So the more that you hold that emphasis, that proclamation, that all-knowing, you're going to actually feel, receive some kind of direct response system where you'll get proof, tangible evidence that your thoughts matter, your faith matters, that God's working through you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're ready. Oh my gosh, you are so loved. Can I just add that? You are just so loved. You're just so loved by Spirit. You just treasured. I just feel the love. It would just come and hug you if I could, truly.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right, sweetheart. Good to see you, honey.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Jagdish? Am I saying it right? Where'd you go? All right, she will come back, so we will move to Kim.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
I had my recorder ready.
Aw, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Oh, I'm would love a message for my highest good.
Okay.
To get out of that zone that I'm in.
Just something to clear the energy there, some kind of purification. Incense, anything, sage, holy water. But just, it's like your intention more than anything, mm-hmm. to really clear out. What you're doing is clearing out energy, clearing out thought forms, and allowing a shift, allowing a change. You can even, they're literally showing me like taking pillows where you're like hitting the pillow, like, and what you're doing is releasing energy. You're releasing the energy and you're breaking it up. So you can do that with couch pillows or whatever. For some reason that will create significant shift. You know, it's funny. I sit here in a certain part of my table and I do these sessions. And every so often when I go by this area, even though we're bringing forth higher realm, you know, just the processing of everyone's feelings and all that. And even though like I do the incense, sometimes it just needs like an extra purification, that kind of thing. Okay, so that being said, or like Florida water you can get, anything like that. All right, one moment please. And say your first name.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
You've got healing energy coming to you. You've got green healing energy. Oh gosh, I had something to say to you and I didn't say it, and now it's nowhere to be found. Kim, say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
I've got the healing energy, so just know this green energy that's surrounding you. I don't know if you asked for help or what, but you've got green energy just surrounding you. I don't know where that other message was. Where did it go? I'm going to jump to Jagdish and ask them to bring it forth in another form because I'm not sure where it went. So hang on one second. We will be right back.
Okay.
I don't want to lose it, so hold on.
I would like some incense.
Okay. Jagdish, are you there, sweetheart? Jagdish?
Yeah.
There you are.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you today?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'd like a message for my highest.
Sure. Mm. And say your first name, please. And if you will, just say your first name.
Jagdish.
I feel like what I'm going to say, you would say, but I'm already doing that. But there's a difference. What I would say is it's not so much about, gosh, isn't this everyone's lesson? It's not so much about what's occurring in your environment. It's your method of treatment. In other words, how to move to those higher frequencies, how to stay established in God's provisions. And this is the reason. The reason love is always the answer, regardless of what's going on, is because whatever is going on that's not pleasing us is occurring out of our lower consciousness. So as we respond to it with our lower consciousness, well, it's like just moving furniture around in a living room. It's like nothing's really changed. So that's the reason why love is always the answer, because it's not that you don't always need to take practical approaches, but that really, when you surrender to love, when you allow love to do your bidding, you come under like God's grace, you come under God's mercy, because it's like you surrender yourself to be of service to the higher promotion. In English, we're all like living out this 3D world, which is really the egos. And when you play just by those rules, well, good luck. You know, it's duality. One day is good, one day isn't. One day you solve a problem, next day you have a problem. When you play with that from the higher counsel, from that higher value, from that higher intention, you are guided by the higher reflection. In other words, you're shown what to do. You're shown, just like my message to Jay in the very beginning, where from the linear, it's like, oh my gosh, I was just victimized, you know, terrible, terrible person. But in essence, I was really being shown how I created the whole thing. Well, it's not fun, but it's very, very purposeful to be shown things like that, because then you can make changes, you can make shifts in your life, rather than to be subject by the laws of 3D. Also, it's like when they say that it's like God shows you shortcuts. So in essence, it really doesn't matter what people are doing in 3D, because you're shown the way to your salvation. In other words, you're shown how to get things done to serve you, regardless if someone else is up to their old tricks or, you know, perhaps even seeking you harm or whatever it is. It's like you fall under God's grace and God's provisions, where you're provided for regardless of the external. So for all of these reasons, that's the reason why love matters. That's the reason why we become disciples, which is discipline, the word discipline, of God's true nature. So whether it's God, whether it's Holy Spirit, you know, whatever your words are, the Buddha, like, it doesn't matter, because it's the same provisions, it's the same grace, it's the same higher authority. Your opportunity, I was going to say challenge, your opportunity is to come under that divine umbrella. How do I put this in words? When I tune into you, your desire is to do that. There is no doubt in my mind at all whatsoever. That's your desire. But what you're not recognizing 100% yet is your entitlement. In other words, oh gosh, how do I say this? I hope this makes sense. It's like you're in 3D wanting God to come into 3D, whereas, and whatever word you have for God, whereas what Spirit is showing you is how to live higher than 3D, where you're still in form, you're still walking around living your life, but you're doing it from a higher charge, a higher direction. Now, in practicality, how you do that, and say your name again, please.
Jagdish.
Gosh, I don't mean to make all this sound like religious or something, but there's still this like surrendering process that would very much serve you, where you really surrender to your higher self, whatever your words are, higher self, divine self, Holy Spirit, you really surrender to that principle or practice. And in doing that, it's like you agree to follow it, but then you also understand that you're protected by it. You know, when I was studying under Buddhist masters from Tibet, they used to have this saying they would always say, and I can't remember the exact words, but it was basically like when you prioritize your spiritual practice, when you make that number one in your life, that it's like then all your needs are provided for. Because when you're devotional, when you're devoted to that energy source, then what you put out comes back tenfold. That energy source provides for you. Another way to say it is when you do that, you're not under the ego's laws anymore. It seems like we're all here on this one planet in the same reality, and we're not. We're all living different realities depending on our spiritual development. That's the reason things happen to some people and it never happens to another. Some of that's belief system, but some of that is really because they're living like two different dimensional realities, even though it seems like we're all here together. So it's about stepping into that new timetable, that new opportunity, that new formation. Now, what I know about you, what I do know, there's no doubt about your sincerity. So it has nothing to do with sincerity. It has to, this is the best way I can explain this. And I hope this makes sense. I still feel like it's like, okay, I'm here, God come bless me here. Where Spirit's trying to take you up into your real house, your real life, where you're really surrendering everything to Spirit. We think, this is not about you, this is just about everybody. We think somehow we're gonna lose. If we take God up on that, somehow we're gonna lose. We don't lose, we gain. But the ego, and I just pulled a card for you, dreams coming true. The ego will convince you that somehow you're gonna lose from that proposition. So in English, it's about surrender. It's hard too, because to be honest, I can play it both ways in my life. I really can. And I have to keep surrendering. I don't know how else to say that. Anyway, to sum it up, it would very much serve you at this time. Very, very much serve you. And you are subject to spontaneous healings. So I don't know what needs healing, but you've got healing available for you. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So
all right.
Any tips for surrendering?
Any tips? What do you believe is real? Do you believe God is real? Whatever your word is for God. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that's real? When you make it real, it's you. Oh gosh! And say your name one more time, please.
Jagdish.
Give me one quick second, sweetheart. And say your name one more time. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Can you say your name one more time?
Jagdish.
Thank you.
Yes, Jagdish.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's like a softening of the heart when I tune into you, like to explain it. Just play with it. Play with it. It's a softening of a heart. Sometimes we say it, but we're still with ego. It's a weird thing, but it just is. But when you're really sincere about it and like just pray to be shown what you need to know. Pray to be shown what you need to know. It'll click. You'll receive it. It's really a surrendering. It's like thy will be done. Thy will be done. And you'll notice when you do that, thy will be done, all the places where you still want it to be your way. It's like, so that's what we mean by surrendering. Yogananda, if you read Yogananda, that helps. It's free online too. You know, just go to his website. He talks a lot about like the sweetness of living life with God, where it's like he talks about the surrendering. So look up Yogananda's teachings. That might help you as well. Okay?
Sorry, my connection went bad. Catch the replay. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Many blessings, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart. Okay, Carmen, last but not least.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
You have to get back to Kimmel.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Last but not least. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. All right. Well, I'll trust the process that we're on to you. How can we help you, honey?
Whatever you'd like to share, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Carmen.
It's the same message. Go up higher. I literally see you on a pair of stilts. So, you know, like in the circus or whatever, they have those guys and like they're standing on these really, really tall pieces of wood. So this is about whatever occurs in your linear life to kick it up higher, to take it up higher, to refuse to receive life in that linear terminology, because you want to really want to remember that everything is consciousness. Everything is really your consciousness. There really is no linear life. So when you notice yourself just having no knee-jerk reactions, is what I call it, just responding with your old programming to just what we were saying before about the surrendering, to surrender to the higher teachings, higher process, higher just way of viewing everything. And the more that you get into the practice of self-promotion, in other words, moving to that higher reality, they're actually helping you to stabilize there, to really receive life from that higher awareness. It may sound like a tall order, but they're saying that you will get the job done. So in English, you know, your spirit, like you just read your spiritual books, whatever, here you go in your day. And whenever your day trips you up, it's like taking that moment, taking that deep breath, doing that U-turn, and trying it again. And you'll have a lot of U-turns, honestly, where you play it the first way, you have the reactions, and then it's like, okay, let me try it again. And when they do, I literally see them like pushing you up, like lifting you up to get to that higher approach. So it seems, again, I'm going to repeat this, it seems like a tall order. It seems like that's a lot of work. But they're saying you're ready. You're ready. You're entitled. Sorry, don't kill the messenger. So I know it's like they're asking a lot, but you're entitled. And did you have a question?
I guess maybe something I guess maybe I'm with my husband. Yes, if you could just, I think if his frequency was higher, it would help just with the ambiance of the house.
And say your first name and his first name.
Carmen Edward.
Say his name one more time.
Edward.
And say your first name.
Carmen.
Focus on your partnership with your higher self. You have an opportunity coming your way. Focus on your partnership with your higher self. In other words, what if you could succeed with him being exactly where he is? He's definitely in stuck energy. You're moving higher, and it's sort of like he's like digging in his heels. I don't know how else to say that. Digging in his heels. But imagine if they're showing me just like when I tune into you, the card of partnership with your higher self, partnership with your higher self. Another way to look at it is remember that he's showing you your own ego, that part of old entitlement when you haven't acknowledged your truth. So again, the more that you understand that you're just working at your own consciousness, you realize your own, they're saying your own provisions. In other words, your own door, your own pathway. I literally am looking at some kind of image where someone's in like one frequency and there's like this door that's sort of like a portal that opens up to a new vibration, a new frequency. In other words, you have opportunity to rise regardless of conditions. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a hard message, but it's a very powerful one. You're going places.
Can they share anything about that opportunity you're talking about?
And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
They just show me you climbing a ladder, very successfully, may I add. It looks like one of these ladders where you see someone like a ladder to the moon or whatever. It has that kind of frequency where you're like climbing out of duality. But I know you're going through a hard time because there's definitely a polarization. In other words, it's like you're in two different dimensions is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly. And as I go up, it's the tension. And then I'm the one it's not to say I'm the one, but like I'm consciously making sure that the kids don't see. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to.
Well, just hold the intention that their guides, their divine counsel are surrounding them. And also know that they incarnated knowing who their parents were and the soul lessons that would come upon you. So trust that. Know that they came here knowing. They're saying, know that they came here knowing this very day. So they came in knowing what you came here to learn. Oh, my heart. My heart. They love you so much. Oh, my God. When I said that, my heart just filled up with joy. They both love you so much.
Are you talking about spirit or my kids?
Kids.
Oh, yeah. I got three. I'm sure that one
might be. I knew. When, you know what's so funny? When I said both, I knew there was a third one. It's so funny you say that because I thought she's going to correct me and tell me there's a third one. I feel two of them especially for whatever reason. It's not that the other doesn't love you. I just feel like there are two. I get it because I was like, why am I saying that? I know she's going to tell me there's a third one. There are two of them that I feel like are actively involved in supporting you right now. Like from a higher level. That's why I said that. Mm-hmm. So much love, honey. All right, Miss Kim.
Oops, wait 1 second. I was... Okay, 1 second. I was trying to record and I hit the wrong button.
Take your time.
I put on incense and I opened the door, the sliding doors. Then I just heard some really loud planes, so I went to close it. Maybe Trump is in town. Whenever I hear those really loud planes, he's flying into Mar-a-Lago.
Gotcha.
It's a holiday, right?
It is a holiday. All right, sweetheart. Let's see.
So I changed the energy around here.
Awesome. Okay, one moment, please. You have relatives supporting you. I don't know who's there, but you have extended family that are surrounding you, helping you through this period. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of care and concern. And when I say concern, I don't mean like they have any concern regarding your welfare, but just love and just wanting to support you. So just know that if you feel like you're not alone or the energies feel a little bit different, that's why. And there's a little bit of like lingering where you're going to feel that for a certain period of time. And it's there to provide cushioning. Their job is really to surround you with a home base to keep you sort of like propped up. And when I say stable, I don't mean like in any way, shape, or form that you're not going to be stable, but just for support, just for support. And it's sort of like energetic provisions. Like there's this energy that is just enveloping you, I would say. So it's good, but it's definitely, I'm going to say relatives or close. So just know that's there, because you're psychic enough, you'll feel it. And say your first name, please.
Kim.
You're opening up to new energies. I feel like it'll just seem like very small in the beginning. You've got this like ebb and flow sort of consistency, but each time you go back, it's like that light starts opening up more and more. Gosh, you've got these women of sacred involvement. They all feel very high spiritually, that are again, like sending you, I'm just going to call it almost like sponsoring you, sending you highest of space to help you come to yourself. Come to yourself. You have some beautiful opportunities in this lifetime beyond your current understanding. They're giggling. They're kind of like when I keep saying about how psychic you are. They're kind of like giggling, like you don't know the half of it, that kind of thing. So there's a lot that's going to be unearthed, revealed in the coming days. I feel like you're moving into a very powerful part of your incarnation, and one that will be full of just opportunities. You know, once you adjust, opportunities that you couldn't anticipate or expect or plan for. And as you permit yourself to grow, as you permit yourself to arrive, as you permit the true establishment, you have Saint Germain that is guiding you. You also have this like Egyptian, some kind of Egyptian council that I feel like you're involved with currently outside of this dimension that is going to come. It's like you're going to start getting these memories. I don't know if it's in your dream time state. It's almost like having a past life regression without having to go get the regression. Like you're just going to start waking up to your beauty, your oh gosh, it's like one of these images where you see some kind of like shamanic woman or something, but there's such strength, you know, there's such almost like commanding the elements, you know, like a lot of strength. That's you. When I'm looking at this energy, they're saying what I'm looking at is your higher self, like I'm looking at your soul. So this is coming through. I feel like you'll have dreams probably where you'll just have these like remembrances, awarenesses. So a lot is, back to the Egyptian. There's some kind of, I'll call it a council, but you're with them right now, like in another aspect of you, and you're receiving influence. I'll say that. You're receiving influence. So again, this is things coming down the line as you, again, just like with Allison, I've got the Empress card with you. So it's sort of like as you complete one cycle, the other side of the completion is the beginning. And it's like, and I literally almost like see you going through a portal. It's like completing one cycle, opening to another, and understanding the value of both. Understanding the value of both. So it's not that one's lesser, that you're entitled to both. There's something about that. They're showing me the balance card, and they're saying it's your destiny, that you're entitled to both. The more that you, they're saying that you'll understand that in deeper and deeper levels. It's not one or the other, it's both. I don't know, they kept saying, say it again. So there's something about that that's gonna bring you comfort. It's not an exclusion, it's not, I know it's weird knowing everything you're going through, because I know it feels like loss, but what they're showing me is it's not loss, it's like partnership, both. It's like expansion, because I really see your energy enveloping all of it. How do I put this in words? It's almost like if you went through life review and you really got to see what everything is for, and then it just all makes sense, and it's all okay, and it's all good. That's how it feels to me, that you're really moving into the space of spaciousness where you like embrace all of it. You know, it's like you have Sam's love, you have all of the provisions of that partnership, and you have that which is coming up on the horizon, and it's all there, and it's all good, and it's all purposeful, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like all of heaven is surrounding you with their love and their grace. It's just such a beautiful, gosh, what a beautiful message to end on. I just can't even explain how beautiful and powerful. And when I say power, though, it's like that feminine power. It's not like aggressive power. It's like power of strength of your true essence. Oh my gosh. So this is what's coming to you, and in your understanding, you're working very well, actually, in your dream time state. Of processing, you're a good student. I'll say that you're a very good student. You're learning what you need to learn, and you're doing well. So while it may, you know, be a little heavy heart, kind of, you know, when you go through the everyday, which is understandable, just know in the bigger picture, you're excelling, and rapid achievement is occurring. Rapid achievement. Oh my God, it sounds just like you when I think of you. It's almost like Kim would have it no other way. That's how I feel when I think of you. He would have it no other way. Oh, I hope that helps.
I feel that everything you said is exactly how I'm feeling, what I'm going through. I have, like, you know, they say, like, the Tony Robbins, he has people like walk on those fire to become brave or whatever. I have walked many of those fires throughout my entire life, mm-hmm. and a lot of them in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And like every time, I'm like, there's nothing else that can scare me. You know, like there's, you know, all the things that I was afraid of all happened, like even in the last year or so, mm-hmm. you know. All the things I was afraid of happened, and I walked through them. I can't think of anything else. I really can't. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and things are, people have been, I have to say, more people have been supportive than not supportive. Mm-hmm. I got a little hung up the other day because I went to an event with my daughter at the Chabad over there with my husband's place. It was a musical event. And we decided to go because Dad would have liked that, you know, and it was a friend of Dad's who's band was playing, and it was a special time for that man to come out and show his music. And some people were afraid of me, some people came up to me, some people were just unbelievably loving, and then there was one or two that, like, just like so inappropriate, mm-hmm. that, like, at least especially this one woman that I hardly know, that I could tell from the moment I met her, like, I don't know, several months ago or whatever, that she was jealous of me for some reason.
That's what I was gonna say to you, she's jealous.
Just the kick out of her mouth, if it wasn't in that, we weren't in that group of people, and she had me sitting with my friends on the other side of them, I would have punched her, okay? Really, I am not kidding you, disgusting. Like, I wanted to vomit. And I told my daughter, I couldn't believe what came out of her mouth. And then even the rabbi's wife, she was insisting on, it was very sweet. Friday afternoon, I had been at the vet all day with both cats. It was a nightmare there. Mm-hmm. Really bad situation. Unbelievable. And because they were swamped, a cat, I shouldn't have been with Mew in a cage for so long. It was just horrible. Mm-hmm. And a long journey there and back, and the first time doing it alone. And so the rabbi's wife calls and she, oh, can I come by? And she had a British accent. She wanted to bring me a challah and soup and everything, you know, that I should, you know, checking on me. So I told her, I can't have you in the house. Like, she said, oh, no problem. I'm going to meet you in the driveway, whatever. And she started to give me, like, she talked too much. Maybe she was nervous. Then the advice starts coming, like, because she heard my daughter was coming home. And I don't even, she knows if my daughter even lives in Miami. She's like, I need to tell you something. I'm going to remind you again. You need to let your daughter fly. You need to not lean on. I'm like, you know, she has four kids. I have one, okay? She didn't lose her house. She's comparing to when her father died, like, a year or two ago. And I wanted to punch her. And I went right in her face. I said, you've got me all wrong. Mm-hmm. And I made a vow not to be like my mother, who leaned on me as her shrink. And when she was also mentioning therapy, and I'm like, oh, that she went to some therapy after father. I'm like, does she know how much we spent over $150,000 on therapy throughout our whole marriage? I've done it all. This woman has no idea who I am. I realized she thought I was this weak person because I always kept quiet over there at that place because I didn't want to blow my husband's cover that I'm not him. I'm not doing things the way they thought he was doing things, that he was just, you know, such a religious person and everything. I kept my mouth shut, and Rachel too. Mm-hmm. So she thought, like, my daughter's meek because I suppress her. Meanwhile, we're both fucking powerhouses, I gotta tell you. So that really brought the lioness out of me, like, wow, you know. And here, I mean, she innocently thought, she's, oh, give me advice, you know, like, you know, I have some advice for her. But anyway, so like, this is what happens to me, like, but I was thankful for it because it showed me, no, I'm not going to take that from someone. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to allow people to talk to me that way. Mm-hmm. You know, just because my husband died, don't feel sorry for me. You're trying to, oh, is there things, oh, I could find you someone for this. And meanwhile, she doesn't know all the business expertise I have. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you need this, you need that. But the shut up, woman, just say that you care, mm-hmm. period. That's how I feel. People who have the most heartfelt condolences don't need a lot of words. So people like shoot off their mouth and I'm just like, okay, they show me who they are. And I'm thankful because I know that there are who to hang with and who not to. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this group, you know, I got that, I hope she was going to sign on, but I got a beautiful card from someone in this group that just blew me away. And Rachel and I were just so, it was so heartwarming. It was just so perfect, you know. And I realized I have more people in my life than most people, even if they're virtually online. Mm-hmm. I have more real people in my life than all these phony balonies that collect in groups, you know. So anyway, I know I'm ranting, but I had That's to get okay. that out. I didn't know
I'm glad you
out.
Did. I'm so but, glad you did.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then the people that I've had to deal with financially. Most of the time, I'm afraid to make the call, waiting days, and then you know what? They were more supportive than I expected. And then when I get off with you, I have to call a friend of my husband that he did, you know, Jewish learning with, he studied with. Mm-hmm. The man has been calling, and I could tell he was in a car driving down from Toronto. I wasn't going to say, well, the man's in the car. He's like in his early 70s, he's retiree, comes down for the season, expecting to meet with my husband every week. Mm-hmm. And my husband hasn't been answering his emails and calls, and I have to tell him, and I hate to be that person that I have to break the news because it re-traumatizes me. Plus, they fall apart. It's a big shock. I didn't want a man to have a heart attack in the car, but I have to do it, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been caretaking the people I have to tell, which it really shouldn't be that way, but I'm more worried about the people I have to tell because, you know, I'm already, you know, I already know what happened and I'm becoming more real to me every day.
Well, you're not responsible for caretaking. You can just say a quick prayer ahead of time and just call on their guides, teachers, and higher counsel to watch over them. You don't need to feel like it's your burden. Just say a prayer for them. That they'll be provided for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's just like, yeah, I have a bunch. A lot of people don't know yet, you know, because if they weren't in the circle that everybody heard, you know, I'm not putting out flyers. Mm-hmm. So.
No, yes. Your job is to provide for self, and you are moving forward. You really are, in a beautiful way. You were 1,000,000% right about that first lady, though. She's jealous, has always been. So congratulate yourself in terms of realizing your intuitive abilities, your intuitive value. This is what is going to be spontaneously developing and increasing. So through all these discussions, what they were showing me is your intuitive awareness. So it's not so much realizing where everyone is, like you're noticing others are still in their ego, But what you're noticing is that you're not. So you're really seeing, it's almost like Carmen talking about, like, it's almost like he's in another dimensional reality. This is the whole point. So this is like you're coming into your true colors, your true essence, your true, they're showing me like the Nine of Cups. Like, this is good. This is very, very good. So very, really beautiful, really beautiful. And you're right, when others, what it is, my friend, is this whole world is really based on the ego, which is fear of death. So it's not about you, if you could remember that. Yes. That this whole, I mean, that's the whole reason why, you know, people have six plastic surgeries, whatever they call that. It's like the whole culture, the ego. The ego is really about attack. It's about death. And so on an unconscious level, we all fear that. Of course, death isn't real, but the ego will have you convinced otherwise. So that's why sometimes you're really going to bring out the worst in people, because they're confronting their own mortality, which is unconsciously everyone's biggest fear. That's why it's sometimes such a minefield in having these dialogues or communications with people. So if you can remember that.
Even the cancer vet was weird around me. The cancer vet, but he had just lost his dog suddenly, but still people, like, they're awkward. They don't know, like, I'm more comfortable than they are.
Because you're higher, honey. You're higher. So again, the more that you can congratulate yourself, the more that you can welcome yourself and really reflect in all of that intuitive wisdom. It was almost like everything I was going to say, the lady that was jealous, the lady that was in fear, it was like I didn't have to say a word because you were telling me, well, I know this, like, this is the point. This is the point, to see that good self-reflection. Receive that. Receive
yes,
that.
I'm going to take the good from it. I've learned to do that, and it's serving me well now. So I have gratitude, like, all day long of the things that I still have and the things that I'm still able to do. And I even feel like a little, this is a secret, I feel a little freer, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just me and Rachel, you know, and just, you know, like, I have more things I can, like, you know, if things work out, that I can do that I couldn't do before. Because I was more hostage here. Even though all the stuff, the house feels like I'm still a hostage with all the linear, but not in a hostage in the way that I have to worry about him and what he's gonna, how he's gonna behave if I do this or do that. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, I feel a little guilty saying that, but no. He knows. He knows too what, you know, how he was. He was a baby, a big baby.
New cycle, new promotion. They just keep showing me Empress card. New birth, new beginning.
Yes, I've been getting a ton of those cards every time.
Beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
So much. I appreciate you being here.
So much love, sweetheart. And I'll just leave you with this. That's what they're saying to you. They appreciate you being here on Earth at this time doing what you're doing.
And I hope I can help others one day because, yeah, I'm. You know, I don't know, there was a movie called Brave. She's got red hair, red daughter. I've never even seen it yet. I don't know what it's about, but I feel like I'm that character. The curly red hair girl. So,
wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aw,
beautiful, sweetheart. Okay, now I think I covered everyone. Thanksgiving. Aw. Thank you, Carmen. Love to our northern friend neighbors. Love to our northern neighbors. So let me just complete and I will share that. Indeed, we surround all of our guests, north and south, to be one with your true counsel, to be one with your true heritage, your heritage of light. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. So thank you, everyone. And Carmen does remind me in wishing that. So much love to you, Carmen. That Thanksgiving is Thursday is Thanksgiving for those of us in the States, so there'll be no Thanksgiving meeting, but we will be back next Tuesday. And so much love to everyone, honestly, the love that surrounds all of us in each moment. I know we're at different stages of feeling that, remembrance of that, But that love, that support really is established. And the thinner the veil gets, the greater our trust of self. We're going to be anchoring in that to our delight, they're saying, to our delight. So thank you, everybody, for sharing, for participating. So much love to everybody on their journey. And grace, remember to receive grace. So much love. Bye, everybody.